All right, welcome back, Chevra. I hope everybody had a good Shabbos. So we're going to continue tonight with the Sugya of Kiddush. We've discussed so far the mitzvah of Kiddush Midoraisa. Tonight we're going to discuss the topic of Kiddusha Rabbah, namely the obligation to make Kiddush, at least we should say more literally, recite Borei Pri HaGofen on Shabbos Day. The Gemara in Daf Kuv Vav Amud Aleph. So we know that that the Braisa mentioned both Kiddush Balayla and Kiddush Bayom. In the Maskanas Hadvarim of the Gemara said that the Iker Kiddush was Balayla. Hachi ka'amar zachar is from HaShabbos the Kacho zochreyu alayayin bichnisaso. That we commemorate the Shabbos with wine at its entrance. Eliela Balayla bayom minayin tamalomar zachar is from HaShabbos. So we derive a secondary Kiddush from the fact that the Torah uses the language of zachar as yom HaShabbos, that there should be a Kiddush during the day. Certainly the main question that we're going to try to address is what is exactly the nature of this Kiddush? What's the relationship between the Kiddush at night and the Kiddush during the day? But to do so, let's go on in the Gemara first. So, Bayom Mai Mevarich, what does one say during the day? What's the bracha that he recites during the day? Amar Yehuda Borei Pri HaGofen. All you have to do is take a cup of wine and make a Borei Pri HaGofen on that wine, and you have fulfilled the obligation of Kiddush during the day. Rav Ashi Iklo LeMechuzah. So now the Gemara tells a supporting story where Rav Ashi visited Mechuzah. Amru Lei, they said to him, Likdosh Lon Mar Kiddusha Rabbah. Make Kiddush for us, the Kiddush of Kiddusha Rabbah. Havu Lei, so they gave him a cup of wine. Savar Mai Nihu Kiddusha Rabbah. He thought to himself, what exactly is this thing called Kiddusha Rabbah? You never heard of Kiddusha Rabbah before. What do they mean when they're telling me to do Kiddusha Rabbah? So Omar, he said to himself, Michti, let's see. Kola brachos kulan borei pri hagofen amrei bereisha. Whenever you have a kos shel bracha, you always say a borei pri hagofen first. Make kiddush, you say borei pri hagofen first. Make havdalah, you say borei pri hagofen first. You always say borei pri hagofen first. So, Omar borei pri hagofen. So therefore, he said, you know what? I know one thing that bevadai I'm supposed to say at the beginning, which is borei pri hagofen. So he started with borei pri hagofen ve'agidbe, and he prolonged that bracha. He lengthened it. Chazi lahahu saba degochin v'shasi. So he saw a person who was standing around that area who bent down and started to drink. So then, Karyanav Sheiravashi said about himself, Hechocham Enov Birosho. The wise man is the one who sees ahead, the one who plans ahead. So what exactly did Ravashi do? So Ravashi knew that at the very least he was supposed to say Borei Pri HaGofen at the beginning. So he started with what he knew he was supposed to say. And he then looked around to see how people would react. So he saw that one person began to drink. Well, they would only begin to drink if all that was supposed to be said was Borei Pri HaGofen. So apparently Rav Ashi learned from that Maisa that Kiddusha Rabbah is just the recitation of Borei Pri HaGofen. And he said, Echocham Enov Birosho, because he planned ahead, because he didn't know exactly what was going to be, but he instituted a strategy that would allow him to discern whether he was saying the Kiddusha Rabbah. Okay? So Sof Kol Sof, what's Yotzei Min Advarim? The Gemara establishes that the Kiddush of Shabbos Day is called Kiddusha Rabbah, that the content of that Kiddush is solely the Birkas HaNe'enin of Borei Pri HaGofen. And in addition to that, before we came on to that, we noted that in the Braisa says that you make Kiddush at night, and then we also have at least a drasha from Zachor as Yom HaShabbos that you make Kiddush during the day as well. Okay, that's the background to our sugya. So I'd like to begin from the following question. What exactly is the meaning of Kiddusha Rabbah? We know that Kiddusha Rabbah refers to the bracha of Borei Pri HaGofen. But why is that called Kiddusha Rabbah, the Great Kiddush? Why is it called that? So Rashi and the Rashbam here have one interpretation. Rashi says, Kiddusha Rabbah, Borei Pri HaGofen, Ve'ahachi karile Kiddusha Rabbah, De'akulhu Kiddushei Amrila. The reason why it's called the Great Kiddush is because it is said during every form of Kiddush. I mean, whenever you have a kosher bracha, whenever you have a Kiddush, you always say Borei Pri HaGofen.
I mean, Rashi here is limited really to Kiddushay. So I guess whenever you have a Kiddush, you have Kiddush at night, Kiddush during the day, Shabbos, Yontif, doesn't matter. Whenever you have a Kiddush, you always say Baruch Piyar Gofen. So it's called Kiddushay Rabbah in the sense that it's universal to Kiddush. Right? It applies in every instance. Okay, that's Rashi. The Ran, however, has a different take on Kiddushay Rabbah. Did anybody get to see the Ran? Ilan? Schaefer? Why does he call... Just before... I don't want to hear anything else about the Ran, but just... the Ran does make a point about why Kiddushay Rabbah is... Why Kiddush during Shabbos Day is called Kiddushay Rabbah. What's the answer to that?
The Ran makes a lot of different points.
Yeah, just this one point. That's what I want to pick out just for now. Bli Nether, we'll come back to the other points. So why is it, according to the Ran, that this Kiddush is called Kiddushay Rabbah? So he says in the line, right here, Ukra'uhu Kiddushay Rabbah, it's like five lines from the bottom on your source sheets. Ukra'uhu Kiddushay Rabbah, yeah? So Ukra'u Kiddushay Rabbah Lekinui, as a nickname. Lefisha Eino Iker Kiddush Laila. It's not the primary Kiddush, the way that Kiddush at night is. Vizutar Shiure. And it's a Shiur is very small, meaning all you have to do is say Borei Pri HaGofen. You don't have to say anything else. It's a very minimal articulation. And then he compares it to the Karin on the Samya Sagi Nahor. The same way that we call the blind person someone who sees light, or who sees very well. Meaning to say that it's a euphemism. Yeah? Really, 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 it's the short Kiddush. But it's the secondary Kiddush, the short one. But we call it Kiddushay Rabbah as like a nice euphemism. The opposite of what it really is. Yeah? Okay. So those are two pirushim that we see in the Rishonim. Why is it called Kiddushay Rabbah? Rashi, because it applies in every case of Kiddush. The Ran, because it's really a euphemism. It's meant to connote a secondary, shorter Kiddush. The question I'd like to pose is, what, if any, is the link between the meaning of Kiddushay Rabbah and the nature of this Kiddush? Are those related in any way? That's the question I'd like to begin with. So in order to pose a possible answer to that question, we really have to analyze the nature of Kiddushay Rabbah in its own right. And to do so, we're going to begin with the questions of the Rishonim. So if you take a look at Rabbeinu David and the Maharam Chalav, did you guys see those Rishonim? You saw the Maharam Chalav at the very beginning, right? Did you get to see Rabbeinu David, source number 3? A very, very, an amazing piece in Rabbeinu David. Rabbeinu David like really does the lamdas for us in the sugya. So Rabbeinu David was like giving chazarish here on the sugya. Unbelievable. So the Maharam Chalav and Rabbeinu David implicitly are bothered by a couple points. So essentially they're bothered. Rabbeinu David says, why is Kiddushay Rabbah called Kiddush? Right, Kiddushay Rabbah means that we're referring to this bracha of Borei Pri HaGofen on Shabbos Day as Kiddush. But Rabbeinu David is bothered that why would we call it Kiddush? It doesn't mention Kiddush at all. Look at Rabbeinu David, source number 3. The karu like Kiddushay Rabbah, temahu. Amai karu like Kiddushay Rabbah, ki ma inin Kiddush, kevan she'inu mevarich ala bracha shol Borei Pri HaGofen belvad. All you're doing is saying the bracha on wine, the birkas hanenin on wine, the Borei Pri HaGofen. So why is it called Kiddush? I understand why Kiddush at night is called Kiddush. You know why? Because what's the bracha? Baruch Atah Hashem Mekadesh HaShabbos. Why is Borei Pri HaGofen Kiddush? Frak the Rabbeinu David. Beautiful. In addition, the Maram Chalava and other Rishonim are also bothered by another point. If you've already made Kiddush at night, so then
what are you doing a Kiddush during the day? Doesn't it suffice to be Mekadesh the day of Shabbos once and its beginning? Maran Chalav is bothered by that point. Meaning, let's say that we grant that this is a Kiddush on Shabbos day. What are you doing making a Kiddush? You already were Mekadesh at night. Oh. So let's break this down. Okay, let's do some methodology here. Okay? What are the assumptions of these questions of Rabbeinu David and the Maran Chalav? Okay, so I want you to write down these two assumptions of the question. Assumption number one, we could call it A1. You know, if we were back in CHB, we'd have the nice whiteboard that we'd carry in from that little room on the side and carry it in and make a whole big deal, be geschmack, and we'd find a nice marker, brown, pink, whatever it is. So, assumption number one is that if Kiddusha Rabbah is called Kiddush, yeah, meaning the word Kiddusha literally means Kiddush. So, if Kiddusha Rabbah is called Kiddush, then it must play the role of Kiddush. That's on the surface, that's a compelling assumption, no? Usually, a name reflects the essence of something. So, if you call Borei Pri HaGafen on Shabbos Day Kiddush, then Mistama, you're calling it Kiddush because it's playing the role of Kiddush. That's assumption number one. Assumption number two is an assumption that Maram Chalava makes, and he says this black on white in an earlier Perush that I didn't give you, which is that the Mechayev, or the nature of Kiddush in general, the Kiddush that you make at night, is to do what? To do what, Brian? What does Kiddush do according to Maram Chalava? Does he take a Rambam approach or does he take a Ramban approach? Let's chazer from last week.
I think it's to instill Kedusha into the day, so the Ramban.
Exactly. Exactly.
Agrees with the Ramban.
Yeah. And how do you know? He also makes the same comparison to Kiddush of Bezdin. Right? Yeah. So the Maram Chalava thinks, just like the Ramban, that Kiddush, at its core, is to sanctify the day, to invest sanctity into the day of Shabbos. So, frek the Maram Chalava, if that's the case, then whenever you invest sanctity in something, you do it at the beginning of the process, and that's it. Ad kan, period. You don't do it again. He says when Beis Din is Mekadesh, they're Mekadesh at the beginning of Yovel, for example, and they're not Mekadesh again afterwards. They're Mekadesh once, at the onset of the process. So you see, the Maram Chalava assumes a certain take, a perspective, an approach towards the nature of Kiddush. So assumption number one, Kiddusha Rabbah means that this bracha is playing the role of Kiddush. Assumption two, the role of Kiddush is to sanctify the day. So now what we're going to do, methodologically, we're going to show how the Rishonim reject either assumption one or assumption two, or maintain both assumptions, but introduce some new element that can resolve the questions of Rabbeinu David and the Maram Chalava. Yes, Brian.
This may be a very poor question, but assumptions for what?
Assumptions that make their question compelling. Again, let me say it again, because that's not a dumb question. It's just, but it's not a complicated point. So I want to make sure that it's clear. Okay, we started off by saying that Rabbeinu David and Maram Chalava, if we take the two together, ask a certain question. They're bothered by why is Kiddusha Rabbah called Kiddush. Yeah, and they explain why they're bothered, right? So let's, and the reasons why they're bothered have assumptions.
Okay,
so why are they bothered? They're bothered because Borei Pri HaGafen is just a reference, it's just a Birkas HaNenin, it doesn't seem to refer to Kiddush at all. So you see right there that they assume that if it's called Kiddusha Rabbah, then it should play the role of Kiddush, and they're bothered that it seems that it's not, it doesn't play the role of Kiddush. And the Maharam Chalava is bothered that if you've already been Mekadesh the day at night, so what are you doing having another Kiddush during the day? You see that that assumption is that the whole role of Kiddush is to invest sanctity in the day. Clear now? Okay. So now, let's chart out the approaches of the Rishonim in light of this question and the assumptions that lie behind it. So, approach number one, let's say, is to reject the first assumption in the question. And that's to say that you thought that Kiddusha Rabbah means that this bracha plays the role of Kiddush? Not correct. Not correct. This bracha doesn't play the role of Kiddush. It's called Kiddusha Rabbah for a different reason. But it doesn't play the role of Kiddush. Who takes that approach? The Maharam Chalava, very clear. Let's read it inside. Zok the Maharam Chalava ve'enu mechuver. He first quotes the Ramban. I think he probably should say the Rambam. But he first quotes that according to some, there is a prohibition to eat prior to Kiddush during the day. We're going to come back to that, okay? But table that for now. He says, ve'enu mechuver. That doesn't seem correct to me. It's not right. The Ein Zeh Kiddush Mamish. This is not a real, genuine Kiddush. Shekvar Niskadish Hayom Pa'amachas. Because the day has already been sanctified once. V'lo Matzinu LeKiddush Bezdin LeLayla VeLayom. You never find that a Kiddush of Bezdin it takes place both during the night and during the day. So you see, he's comparing the Kiddush of Shabbos to the Kiddush of Bezdin. They both play the same role. They invest sanctity. Whenever you invest sanctity, you don't do it twice. You do it once at the beginning of a process. If that's the case, then what is this bracha during the day? Bari Pei Agafen. Ella, here's the bold. Shehachachomim tiknu likboa se'udoso al hayayin. The Chachomim made a takana that one should affix his suda to a kos of wine. One should formalize his meal on Shabbos with a cup of wine to inaugurate it, to introduce it. You give your suda chashivus by being koveya it on wine. That's not Kiddush. It has nothing to do with Kiddush. It's not sanctifying the day. It's not praising the day. It's not Kiddush. It's a din in the suda that the suda should have a kvius, should have a chashivus. The way that you do that is by beginning the suda with a kos of wine. Umismechei le'akra. You'll tell me, the Gemara darshin from the Pasuk of Zohar is Yom HaShavos, that there's a chiyuv to make Kiddush during the day. That's an asmachta. It's an asmachta. Avo midirabonon hu hilkach mutter litum. Since it's only midirabonon, therefore he says you can eat before. Okay, well, again, we'll come back to that. But what do you see from the Maharam Chalava? What's the nature of this Borei Pri Agafen? It's not Kiddush. It's Kvios Suda Al Hayayin. So that's how he answers the question. He was bothered by, wait a minute, if it's Kiddusha Rabbah, then it should play the role of Kiddush. And what's the role of Kiddush? The role of Kiddush is to invest sanctity in the day. But that doesn't make any sense, because I've already invested the sanctity at night. So it answers the Maharam Chalava, let's reject the first assumption. Kiddusha Rabbah is not really a Kiddush. It doesn't play the role of Kiddush. It's Koveya Suda Al Hayay. That's the approach of the Maharam Chalava, and Rabbeinu David adopts this approach as well. Approach number two is to reject the second assumption of the Maharam Chalava. Namely, where the Maharam Chalava assumes that the role of Kiddush in general is to invest sanctity in the day. But we know, as a Chevra, from our Shiurim last week, that there's a whole other perspective out there. The world of the Rambam. That Kiddush is not to be Mekadesh the day, but rather to distinguish the day. And that the content of the Kiddush is to refer to the greatness and the magnitude of the day. But the mechayiv of Kiddush is not to sanctify it, it's to commemorate it. It's to distinguish its uniqueness, to call attention to its uniqueness. Ah, well, if that's the case, then just a priori, think to yourselves, could you make the argument that even if you've called attention to the greatness of Shabbos at night, that you could do it again during the day? Certainly. Maybe you wouldn't be obligated to, but would it not make sense? It doesn't make sense to say that once you've sanctified the day at night, you're going to sanctify it again. If it's sanctified, it's sanctified. But when you're calling attention to the greatness of something, then maybe you could do that more than once. Ah, so this leads me to my next point in the Ran. Now we're going to go a little bit out of order just for purpose of organization here, okay? But the Ran in his second approach, in the Va'od, it's on the fourth line in the middle of the line in the Ran, on your source sheets. So the Ran says, Va'od, Shalafi she'ein omrim shira ela al hayayin, because we sing praise only on a cup of wine, kevan she'mevarachin al hayayin betchila, shelo kederech shar asudos. Since we make a bracha on wine before the Suda, dissimilar from other meals, when you have a meal on a Stam Monday night, you don't have wine before it. Or a Monday during the day, you don't have wine beforehand. But on Shabbos, we go out of our way, say the Chachamim, to have wine beforehand. Have ke'en shira v'shevach l'kdushaso shal yom. So then that bracha of Borei Pri Hagafen, what role does it play? It's ke'en shira v'shevach l'kdushaso shal yom. It's akin to a singing of praise with respect to the greatness or the sanctity of the day. Sounds a lot like who?
Rambam.
To me, it sounds a lot like the Rambam. What are we trying to say? That we institute, the Chachamim instituted a Borei Pri Hagafen prior to the day meal, so that that meal would not look like other meals. And more so, says the Ran, not only, I should say it differently. The Chachamim instituted a Borei Pri Hagafen prior to the meal on Shabbos, which is a phenomenon that does not exist in the context of other meals. For what goal? For what purpose? To sing praise to the sanctity of the day. By doing something that calls attention to the uniqueness of Shabbos, or by doing something on Shabbos that we don't usually do the rest of the week, we call attention to the uniqueness of Shabbos. That's the Ran. So, once I say that the role of Kiddush, is not to invest sanctity in the day, but rather to sing praise to the day, to accentuate its uniqueness, so says the Ran, even though midoraisa, min haTorah, it's sufficient to do that once at night at the beginning of Shabbos, come the Chachamim and say, do it again during the day. And there's nothing logically incongruent about that. It's just that it sufficed min haTorah to do it once. But the Rabbanan said, and the Ran explains also, because Kavod Yom is Kodem the Kavod Laila. Read the Gemara on Kuf Hey. We haven't seen that yet together, but the Gemara Pesachim Kuf Hey with Aleph at the bottom says that Kavod Yom takes precedence to Kavod Laila. That we should treat the day of Shabbos with more dignity than we treat the night of Shabbos. So come the Chachamim and say, well, if that's the case, then if you're praising Shabbos at the beginning, you should praise Shabbos during the day as well. Brian. It's to give chashivos to the Suda.
Which Suda?
Shabbos Day.
So it's just made in response to Shabbos Day?
To the Suda, yeah.
Okay.
Moshe.
At that point, why not just make a takana and hack an actual shira just the word Rav, especially if you're going to compare it to tonight and say the whole point of this is for the Kavod of the Yom. You may as well make it equal.
Right. So you might respond that we still don't want to give the misimpression, you know, that this is the Iker Kiddush. We want the Kiddush at night to be known as the Iker Kiddush. But we also want to take one element of that Kiddush and institute it during the day, so that we can fulfill that role.
Why not like a one-liner thing we do, and one line?
That references the actual Kiddush of the day. So according to this second approach, I hear that according to the first approach in the Ran, according to the second approach in the Ran, the whole point is that the Borei Pri Hagafen is what is kind of the distinguishing factor, right? It's what shows you that this meal is different from something else, because it's the fact that you're using wine. In fact, the Ran explains even further that Eino Mimshira El Al Hayayin, right? The praise that we are expressing here is coming via the vehicle of the wine. So it makes sense that the Borei Pri Hagafen would be that which we choose to integrate on Shabbos day. According to the first approach in the Ran, which we'll get to in a second, I hear your question even more. Okay? So yes, Jake. Well, I think the idea, and that's that. I mean, this is based on the question already of the Ma'aram Chalava. I think the idea is that to invest sanctity in the day is kind of result oriented, right? Like you need to achieve the result of the day being sanctified, and once you do that, you've done it. To do it again would just be gratuitous. You're not really achieving anything by doing it again, because it's already been done. But highlighting the greatness of the day, I think we all understand that the more you compliment something, the more complimentary it is. Or the more complimented it is. Right? There's never, you know, as we say in Shalom Bayis, you know, you can never give enough compliments to your wife or to your family. Right? So too, with respect to Shabbos, if we really want to highlight, we want to underscore its uniqueness, the more we talk about it, the better that Kiyum is going to be. Jake, does that make sense? And so I think that's the assumption that we're rejecting. We're saying that Shabbos is Kadosh once you've invested it, right? You've reached the maximum. You've maxed out, right? You've done a total and complete kedusha from the time that you say your first kiddush. If that's the case, then you don't have anything left to do. Yes, Ilan. Then let's move on. Yeah.
How does the Ma'aram Chalava make the jump that since Kiddush isn't the essence of Kiddush isn't investing Kiddush in the day, rather it's just about being Kabeisud of Yain, that then it's therefore permitted to taste food?
Oh, so I want to come back to that because I want to address that as an afkamina. Okay? Right now, I just want to get down the conceptual approaches to what Kiddush Rabbah really is, and then we'll come back to the Nafkamina. Okay? Okay, so far we've seen a very good guy. So far we've seen the Ma'aram Chalava, who changes, you know, kind of changes the whole ballpark here. It's really, it's not Kiddush Rabbah, it's Kaviyah Suda Alayayin. We noted that Rabbeinu David agrees with the Ma'aram Chalava as well. We saw the second answer in the Ran, which is to say, no, maybe if you come to it from a different perspective of Kiddush, on Kiddush, that Kiddush is really about the praising and distinguishing of the day, then you can explain why the Chachamim wouldn't be misaking that to do it again during the day. Now we're going to go back to the first approach of the Ran, which is really to maintain both assumptions with which we began. Remember, assumption number one was that if it's called Kiddusha Rabbah, then it must play the role of Kiddush. And assumption number two is that the role of Kiddush is to invest sanctity in the day. So I think the first answer of the Ran could maintain both of those assumptions. So let's start from the Ran. Source number two. Mashmali dahach jasha asmachta ba'almihi. Di kiddusha di amama midoraisa. Heichi lo amrinon ele bore priya gofen vesulo. If the day's Kiddush were a real Kiddush, minatora was a deoraisa requirement, then we could have never gotten away with just saying bore priya gofen. Elamai, it must be that this is only midrabbanon, and the drasha is only an asmachta. The Rabbanon were, you know, reading it back into or using the Torah as a you know, asmach for their takan. Vahare bracha zo birkas hanen inhi velo me'in kiddush. Bore priya gofen, as Moshe pointed out, doesn't refer to anything about kiddush. It's just the birkas hanen. It's what you make before you drink wine. Ela kiddusha de oraisa de leil yehu de have bechnisaso. So the kiddush of the minat Torah is the kiddush at night at the entrance of Shabbos. Perhaps because under this understanding, the Ran is agreeing with the Maram Chalava that and that the real essence of kiddush is to be mekadish the day, to invest sanctity in the day. Ela mishum de kavod yom adif mi kavod laila ra'u chachamim lasos bayom. Zecher lekiddush. Dahainu bari priya gofen vesulo shehu ascholas kiddush halayla. So this is the first approach in the Ran. That the idea of bari priya gofen during the day is really just a commemoration to. It's just a zecher, it's like a remnant of kiddush at night. And the whole idea is that the Chachamim took one little, you know, teensy kind of a part of Kiddush at night, and they instituted during the day. Their motivation to do so was because we want to treat the day with more dignity than with which we treat the night. So they took the Kiddush during the night and they transposed it onto the day. It seems like from the first approach in the Ran, I may be reading into this too much, but it seems to me like what the Ran is saying is that misvara, there was no reason to have a kiddush during the day. It's just because we want the kavod yom to be greater than the kavod laila that we have a kiddush during the day, right? But from the perspective of kiddush itself, there was no reason to have kiddush now. It's only because of kavod yom taking precedence to kavod laila that we institute a kiddush. So to me, that sounds to be saying that really, midine kiddush, from the perspective of kiddush is all about investing kiddusha in the day. That has really no shaychus, no applicability to the day of Shabbos once you've already done it at night. However, because we want the day to be treated more nicely than the night is treated, so the Rabbanan came and they said, you know what? Do something that, do a little part of Kiddush during the day. The Bore Priya Gofen. And that's it. So that would be a way of maintaining both assumptions. You say, you know, Kiddusha Rabbah? Yeah, it is Kiddush. Why, and wait a minute. Why am I making Kiddush again during the day if I already invested the night? If I already invested all of Shabbos at night? So the Ran says, Inachinami. Really, there's no reason to. But because Kavod Yom takes precedence to Kavod Laila, so I take a little part of the Kiddush and I implant it into the day. That's the first approach of the Ran. So all in all, we have three approaches that come out of the Rishonim. Maram Chalav and Rabbeinu David, Bore Priya Gofen during the day is not Kiddush at all. The Ran approach number two, it seems like it's playing the role of the Rambam's Kiddush. That it stresses the uniqueness of Shabbos. The Ran number one is to say that even if Kiddush is really investing sanctity in the day, we still have it during the day because the Rabbanan wanted to make sure that the day is treated more nicely than is the night. Okay? Three approaches in the Rishon. Let's get back to the question with which we began. Remember, we started out by saying, why is it? What is the meaning of Kiddusha Rabbah? Rashi in the Rashbam said, it's the bracha that's made during all Kiddush, during all forms of Kiddush. The Ran said what? That it's a euphemism. It really should be Kiddusha Miuta, right? It's really the small Kiddush. But we call it the large Kiddush, the great Kiddush, just as a nice way of calling it. Yeah? So I want to make the following argument. Maybe the approach that I take towards what Kiddusha Rabbah means is reflective of the approach that I take to the nature of Kiddusha Rabbah. For the Ran, in both approaches of the Ran maintained assumption number one, namely that Kiddusha Rabbah really is a form of Kiddush. So therefore, it makes sense for the Ran to say that Kiddusha Rabbah is the secondary form of Kiddush. Because that's exactly what it is for the Ran. The night is the primary Kiddush, and the day is the secondary Kiddush. It's the smaller Kiddush, the ancillary Kiddush. But for the other Rishonim, that Kiddusha Rabbah is not Kiddush at all. So then you have to come on to another understanding of why it's called Kiddusha Rabbah. And maybe this is where Rashi comes in. Because for Rashi, why is it called Kiddusha Rabbah? Since it's said during all forms of Kiddush. That doesn't say anything about what it's doing right now. I'm saying Borei Pri Hagafen and right now. Maybe for a different reason. Because I want to fix my Suda. I want to give my Suda Chashivas. But I'm going to call it Kiddusha Rabbah because this bracha of Borei Pri Hagafen is said during all types of Kiddush. So maybe the approach that I take to the meaning of Kiddusha Rabbah is linked to the approach that I take to the nature of it, to its role. Yeah? Does that make sense? Any questions on that? Moshe? Okay. All right, unfortunately, I was hoping to cover a lot more tonight. Okay, so let's talk about one more thing, okay? The Maram Chalava has a Kiddush. He says that since the Kiddush during the day is only Midrabanan, so therefore women are exempt from this Kiddush. Women don't have to hear Kiddush on Shabbos day. That's what the Maram Chalava says. Halacha l'maisa, we don't pass in that way. If you look down at source number 6, the Prima Gadin, he says, even though Kiddush during the day is only Midrabanan, nonetheless, women are obligated to say. And then he quotes the Magen Avraham, because when it comes to matters on Shabbos, we equate men and women, even Midrabanan, because Kol Sheyashno Bishmira Midrabanan Mukta Ushvusim Yashno Bizechira the Kiddush Hayom. Since women are obligated in the Isurim Dirabanan of Shabbos, they're obligated in the positive Dirabanans of Shabbos. So this is a fascinating debate. Should women be obligated or exempt in and or from the mitzvah of Kiddusha Rabbah, of making Kiddush during the day? So I think this may be very, very much tied to the nature of Kiddusha Rabbah. Does anyone see how it's tied? Anyone want to make an argument? Moshe.
I would guess that according to the Maharam and Rabbi Yudavid, where it's not doing anything at all, then they would be exempt. But for the Ran's like first approach, where it's just like a little bit less, or the second approach, according to like the Rambam, then it would be doing something different.
Exactly. Exactly. So let me just flesh it out a little bit more, okay? For the Maharam Chalava and Rabbeinu David, is this like a positive commandment with respect about Shabbos? Somewhat, but indirectly. Really, it's a din in Suda Shabbos. That you should have a Choshava Suda on Shabbos. Yeah? So generally we say, Kol sheyashno b'shmira yashno b'zechira. Meaning, why are women obligated in Kiddush de Oraisa? Isn't it a mitzvah sasesha as man grama? Why should women be obligated to make Kiddush on Shabbos? So the Gemara has a drasha that since women are prohibited from doing malacha on Shabbos, therefore they're obligated to make Kiddush on Shabbos. Yeah? So, that's all good for the mitzvah of Zechira. For a mitzvah that's about Kiddush on Shabbos. And that's what the Prima Gadim will tell you based on the Magen Avraham. That even though this is only Midr Rabbanan, women are obligated in it because we can apply that Hekesh between Shmira and Zechira. But that assumes that Kiddusha Rabbah is playing the role of Zechira. That it really is a type of Kiddush. But for the Maram Chalava, Lishi Tasso, that Kiddusha Rabbah is not Kiddush. Kiddusha Rabbah is a din in the Suda. It's to make the Suda more Chashuv. So then you don't have the Hekesh. You can't say Kol Sheyashno B'Shmira, Yashno B'Zechira. Because this is not Zechira. This is not playing the role of Kiddush. So therefore, we would revert back to the normal dinim of mitzvah sase, shazman, grama. There's no reason for women to be obligated to have a chashav asuda on Shabbos that has borei pri hagafen before it. That would be the argument of the Maram Chalava. If that's the case, then whether to exempt or obligate women in the chiyuv of Kiddusha Rabbah might depend on what my stance is on the nature of that Kiddush. If it's really a form of Kiddush, a secondary Kiddush, an additional Kiddush, so then I can explain that women would be obligated. But if it's not about Kiddush, if it's about being koveya the Suda and giving more chashivas to the Suda, so then I can revert back to the normal dinim of mitzvah saseh shazman grama. Bezras Hashem, on Wednesday night, I would like to continue with other nafkamina that we saw tonight. And if everybody has finished the Mekoros, then we can always add. Wish everybody a great rest of the week and Hatzlacha Rabbah on any midterms that the guys have this week and next week.